Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 660 down 3/4. September, 649 and 3/4 down 3.5. Soft July wheat, 539 and 3/4 up 1/4. September, 551 and 1/4 unchanged. July corn, 402 and a half down 1.5. September, 387 and 3/4 down 3.5. December, 394 and 3/4 down 3.25. July beans, 1340 up 5.5. September, 1133 and 3/4 up 1.75. November, 1105 and a half up 1.75. July soybean meal, 441.60 up 2.10. July soybean oil, 37.18 up 14 cents. August live cattle, 148.12.5, now 10, now 7.5, down 272.5. October's limit down at 150.55. August feeders, 210.60, limit down. And September limit down at 212.20. July lean hogs, 132.65, down 65. August, 167.70, and they are down 190.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGM Enterprises, and he's out in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we are about 24 hours away from another WASD report. The trade is anticipating some pretty serious new crop ending stocks, 1.8 million bushels or better in the corn, and you put a four handle on the soybeans. Those numbers seem to be kind of a partial driving factor of the market this play this week, with the bears pushing the market lower. Probably figure much of that's dialed in. Take us through the most likely scenarios of what could happen tomorrow, where there might be a surprise, and if so, how it might affect futures.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's always surprises in government reports, but this one here should be fairly calm, because all it should do is basically reflect USDA's June 1st stocks numbers, and then, of course, their acreage numbers that they traced out on the June report. So they're going to, since we did have a little higher than expected corn stocks number, my guess is they're going to lower feed usage, and then they're going to pass that on into ending stocks on the old crop corn. There might be room to bubble up the ethanol production number, but we have to grind like 104 million bushels a week to meet USDA's projection, and that's just been real hard for us to do. 100 million has kind of been the top end of that grind, so I don't know if there's room to bubble that up any. There could be, it looks like we're running out of time to maybe get to hit the 19 or 1.9 billion bushel corn export number. So they could shave that off a little bit, and maybe that would go into ending stocks. New crop corn, they're just basically going to use their harvested acreage number that they posted there on June 30th. Some feel that there's room for them to bubble up the yield a bushel or so. Whether or not USDA chooses to do that, that's their discretion. You got to keep in mind, this is a discretion report. There's nothing surveyed about it. is just going to be whatever they feel the crop potential is. Soybeans, we're going to see a negative residual on the old crop balance sheet, 60, 70. I don't know how big a number they will be, but, you know, the stocks report implied that we found back 60 or 70 million bushels of soybeans. Now, that'll go into negative residual because that says that basically they've understated the soybean crop. But they'll be able to bump up exports because we do have sales way above what their level is. I don't know how much imports that they'll reduce because but they could reduce a little imports. But old crop balance sheets are still going to stay relatively tight, and that's why you've got, you know, the old crop months still kind of hanging in there. New crop corn and soybeans. The corn balance sheet shouldn't look too bad, but it's not going to be bullish by no man's imagination. And I'm sure that new crop soybeans, USDA will have a swimming in new crop soybeans on that report. So everybody's braced for it. It's pretty well dialed into the market, but it's going to remind everybody how big a hole that we're digging ourselves if the weather stays favorable from here on out. My guess is that the trade is going to press the downside once they see the numbers.
So then from a technical standpoint, if we see some further downward pressure, as you suggest, does Monday's gaps in both December corn and November beans on the dailies become measuring devices for further downside analysis?
Yeah, I think you have to view them as measuring gaps. Usually, my rule of thumb is once you have a gap like this, you have 3 days to fill it, and it doesn't look like we're going to get it filled today. So then it becomes a measuring gap, and all of that stuff points December corn down into the 370s, give or take. I'd say 377 is kind of a downside. You also have to maybe use this June rally that we had. If you take the midpoint of that June rally and swing it off of the May high we had on corn, that says 377. I think the charts are all pointing toward 370 something in these corn, at least for the time being.
And where would they be pointing in November beans for the time
November being? November soybeans were, depending upon how you want to read it, they all kind of point to $10. 10-14 is a number that I'm looking at. That's basically using that chart gap that we left on Monday as a measuring gap. There's nothing exact that it has to meet that, but if that is a measuring gap, then the downside price objective on soybeans becomes 10-14. And if USDA does pump out an ending stocks number of 400 million bushels or more, then that is probably a number that people's going to talk about is $10 beans.
So I guess the question then becomes, can we see any help if you're a producer with these downward pressured beans and you're needing to make sales? Are we going to see any help on the basis side?
Well, the basis is going to improve some, but it's not going to improve enough to offset the declines that you see in futures. And what the function of the basis, improving the basis, is to pull what remaining commercial stocks are still sitting in elevators around the country to give them a premium to just go ahead and move them into the channels. I'm not too sure at the end of the day declining flat prices is going to encourage farmers to sell. But we have seen a pickup of farmers selling over the last few days. It kind of comes in spurts.
Right.
So there is getting more and more people peeling out old crop inventory.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.